fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Monday, the 10th of April. Prepper tip of the day, night vision. If you don't have it, get it, seriously. Just about half of every day is night, less in the summertime, more in the winter. But it's a tremendous advantage if you're going to be dealing with criminals that want to cause harm to have night vision. Pretty handy for hunting wild hogs also, by the way. So get your night vision. Make it a priority. And the best place I've found to get your night vision would be at Optics Planet, both night vision and thermal imaging. They have both there. Great place. They a lot of educational material there, by the way, as well. Okay, we got open lines. We'll take your questions and calls and comments at 800-313-9443. These geopolitical matters are very concerning, as well they should be. Of course they are. Of course they're concerning. We have aircraft carrier task forces moving about, one moving towards Korea. We have warships in the Mediterranean that are being headed off by Russian warships. Ukraine, well, I don't know what we've got in Ukraine. As far as Americans, there probably are some there. I don't know if there are or not, quite frankly. But, yeah, these geopolitical matters are very concerning. 3,000 Special Forces troopers in Syria? That's a lot. A Special Forces group is 600 men, by the way. So I don't know what the breakdown is in terms of Navy SEALs and Special Forces, but... That's a big chunk of all, if it's Green Berets, that's a big chunk of all the Green Berets there is on active duty. Seriously. Yeah. Navy SEALs, much smaller, more highly, they are very highly trained, I should say. But 3,000 Special Forces troopers in Syria, that's a big deal. I hope they get the proper support they need to be safe and to carry out their mission and bring the war to ISIS. ISIS needs to be wiped off the face of the planet. They really do. There can be no compromise with ISIS. They need to be dispatched with extreme prejudice. That's what needs to happen with ISIS. The incident in Sweden was apparently the first one involving an act of terror at that level over the weekend. Now we got the high-ranking official in Sweden saying there's not going to be any more mass immigration like we had in the past couple of years. Well, too little too late, sir. Too little too late. What did they think was going to happen when they let these Muslims in the country? That they were going to learn to speak the Swedish language? They were going to get jobs? They were going to become productive members of society? Well, those things didn't happen. They draw the welfare from the Swedish government, and that's the way it is. The man who committed those murders over the weekend, he was quite proud of what he did. He did some scouting beforehand. He was telling people he was going to steal a really big car and murder people with it, run people down. He ended up stealing a truck, which is obviously more effective because it's got more weight. And he murdered all those people. He wasn't even supposed to be in the country. He was an illegal alien. Was not even supposed to be in the country. So sad. What the Swedish have done to themselves is so sad and so unnecessary. To invite these barbarians, and I don't know what else to call these men and women, straight out of the 6th century, the Dark Ages, into their country, and basically being ashamed of their own heritage, their own culture, their own language, the Swedish people. What's wrong with you people up there? You have a proud heritage, a proud culture. What's wrong with you people, inviting these people in to destroy your country, essentially? Estimates are that there's 3,000 illegal aliens in Stockholm alone. 3,000 illegal aliens in Stockholm alone. This guy who murdered these people over the weekend with that truck, all he had to do to not be apprehended was to give a fake address so they couldn't pick him up and deport him. That's all he needed to do. I don't know how bad things are going to get in terms of this country and terrorist attacks in the United States of America. I have every reason to believe that it will get worse. If you frequent places where there's lots of people, sporting events, airports, shopping malls, you're certainly increasing your risk of being a victim of a terrorist attack. It's a slim chance, granted. It's a very slim chance, but you are increasing it. We got a caller on hold here. We got Ty in Austin. Good morning, Ty.
Good morning, John. Had the opportunity to chat with Tim and Lori. I'm not sure Tim was on the phone. I think he was doing something else. But over the weekend, they have a nice show, by the way. And I wanted to get your thoughts on something. All this stuff with Syria and North Korea, it stirs the imagination, to say the least. And it got me thinking about the idea, the general umbrella idea of prepping. And all the gear I've got and stuff I've put away, and, I start thinking, okay, let's think this through. You'll know where I'm going when I ask you this question. Have you seen the movie The Road with Viggo Mortensen?
Oh, yes. A very, very dark film. Very dark. Yes.
And that's kind of where I'm letting my imagination run in as realistic of a way as possible. And it got me thinking about the psychological aspect of dealing with an event. Not as a self-propelled stomach or a jellyfish, but as a prepper and somebody who's trying to get their spiritual house in order. And I started thinking, okay, so the woman in The Road, the wife, she eventually loses a sense of what I would call purpose. And I don't know, I guess it takes 7 years for that young, for the, their boy to be born after the, whatever the event happened in that movie. And I'm going to posit that it's going to be more like 7 minutes for a lot of people. Think of, I guess, the audience and yourself, John, if you've had the unfortunate experience of losing somebody suddenly, or having a very traumatic experience in your life where you're not sure if you're going to survive, you get this sense of, what am I here for? Is there any purpose left? And so as I flash forward thinking, okay, if best case scenario, an event happens and I'm at home and my wife's at home, that we're not at work, we're not spread out, we're at home with our gear, with our preps, with our food, our water, blah, blah, blah. Best case scenario, okay, well, now what happens? You know, 6, 7, 8 minutes, 10 minutes, a day for it to sink in that life is over as you know it. I just don't see... It's written in such a fantastical way, in an exciting way, and it's not going to be exciting. It's going to fall apart so fast. And if people don't have, I'm including myself in this, a serious grasp on how you're going to handle the psychological trauma of having everything ripped away from you immediately, and then continuing with a sense of purpose so that you can try, although it may be futile, to survive whatever there is to survive to, culturally or societally, I don't think that's talked about enough. And it's almost just assumed that I've got all my lead, my bandages, my bullets, my beans, I'm ready for everything. Well, no, I don't think people are. I don't even think I am ready for the psychological challenge that would be an event, not something where, you know, okay, if I could drive out of Katrina. I'm not talking about a Katrina. I'm talking about some of these things that we all are really fearful of, an EMP, nuclear war, the kind of thing where there's no ambulance, there's no fire truck coming to put out your neighbor's fire. Your neighbor who you thought was your ally probably won't be for very long. So this psychological aspect of this, and how we'll deal with our spouses, our children, the people around us, I think it really needs a lot of attention.
It does. It does, and that's a good point there, Ty, and I encourage people to be doing that.
Well, excellent. I think I asked you last week, you probably haven't gotten around to it, but just in case you have, did you get a chance to watch the movie Fury?
Oh, not yet. No, I'll probably get it off Netflix and watch it. I watched the trailer. It looks pretty interesting, yeah.
Have you got a Beautiful Mind new coastline image up on your website yet, sir?
I believe that one is there now. Let's see.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's see. I'll scroll down there. This one computer. Yeah, it's on there. Yep. So we've
excellent.
We got one more to put up. That's Superman. Yeah.
Oh, last comment for you, sir. The Power of the Subconscious Mind. What an amazing book.
It is, isn't it?
I don't think it's for everybody, but it's not for everybody at any moment in their life. I think you really have to, you have to be ready for that book. You can't just pick that up and just add that to your tool belt like a new hammer.
I agree. You have to be in the right place in your walk in life before that book will mean much to you. Yep.
Agreed. All right, sir. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. Next, we go to Clint in Texas. Good morning, Clint.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, good.
You know, one of the things that I wanted to bring to your mind, because I follow statistics all the time, and one of the things here is the Anglo-Saxon part of our population is not reproducing at a high enough rate to sustain our population level. And we hit a peak here a couple of years ago, and it's been downhill ever since for the primary individuals comprising this country. And that's why the borders have been left wide open, and that's why that they've been bringing all those Muslims in, is to up those numbers.
Well, I've seen no evidence of that being the reason why. I think there's more nefarious reasons than trying to populate the country there, Clint.
Well, that's one of the things that I've seen. Is it the population of the white Anglo-Saxon people in the United States has hit a peak and it's falling off? Just do your statistical analysis. You know, the problem is that once you hit that peak and then it doesn't go up and then it starts going down, it's next to impossible to stop that downhill slide.
That's what history shows, doesn't it?
That's exactly what it shows. And all you have to go do is look at any of the populations. You know, you go look at what happened with Italy. Italy hit a peak and then they fell off. And then all of a sudden, these Muslims are pouring in by the billions, and they're poor. But the problem is that 88% of the people that are coming into our country, you know, that are Muslims, they're all males. So, you know, what are they going to do?
Well, obviously, they won't be having any babies, will they?
they will be, because they'll be spreading their seed far and wide. That's exactly mm-hmm. what they're going to do, because that's, you know, because you go up to Dearborn, Michigan. You're familiar with that place, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
The Muslims took it over. And any woman that gets anywhere near there is taking her life into her own hands. Because I've got a friend that lives up there, not too far from there, and she said, I wouldn't go over there. And she said, I'm getting the hell out of where I'm at right now because, you know, I'm 25 miles away, and I want to get 1,000 miles away.
Oh, so, all right. Yeah, good for her. Good for her.
It's not cool what's going on. Not good for our country, and certainly does not bode well for the future of our country.
It does not. It does not. No. Okay.
All right. Yeah. Have a good one.
Thank you. We appreciate the call, Clint. Call number is 800-313-9443. I'm not aware of any evidence that the Muslims and Mexicans and so forth are being brought in this country to repopulate the country. I think there's a far more nefarious reason. I think they want to destroy the country. That's my belief, based on the evidence I've seen, bringing in these Muslims and illegals from Mexico and points farther south, El Salvador, Guatemala, so forth. That's my observation. That's my belief, based on the evidence I've seen. So we'll take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Personal responsibility, personal preparedness, that's where it is. You and I aren't going to change these geopolitical matters in Korea or Syria or Ukraine or the South China Sea. That's not going to happen. What you can do is get busy and become part of a hobby farm. I talk with Tim Spencer for at least half an hour to an hour every week about this when he's available. A hobby farm. Now, a hobby farm is a place where the produce, which could be meat, dairy products, fruits, vegetables, nuts, so forth, is meant to be consumed by the people that live there, not to make a living. Although, obviously, if you got more tomatoes than you need, you could sell the tomatoes and so forth. But the primary business of a hobby farm is to feed the people that are part of it. That's what a hobby farm is. And if you got a hobby farm a good distance from a major metropolitan area with plenty of water, good neighbors, and producing food that you need to eat, well, you're going to be in pretty good shape regardless of what happens in the future. You will. You'll be in great shape regardless of what happens in the future. So I want to urge all of you to consider being part of a hobby farm. You may not be able to do it on your own, but you could find a network and find somebody who's got one and become part of theirs. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I was talking to Wes Peters the other day, and he continues to amaze me at the diligence that he brings to the table, the knowledge he brings to the table. And he really looks forward to helping all of you to understand and clarify your goals and achieve your goals. Right now, if you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, scroll down to the Swiss America tile there on the left side, you'll see all the brand new articles as of today. Wall Street's Fear Index drops the most in about 5 months as Trump spooks Market Watch, and many more. It's peace of mind knowing that Wes Peters has been doing this for 8 years, and Swiss America has been at it for 36 years. Go to my website, scroll down to the Swiss America tile, read what you need to read, and then call Wes Peters. Here's Wes's telephone number. It's 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 10th of April. The call number is 800-313-9443. If you're an urban, suburban dweller, the prospect of becoming a part of a hobby farm may be pretty daunting if you don't have those kinds of connections already. It could be quite daunting. Well, let's look at some places to start. Maybe your local health food store. Most health food stores I've been to have a bulletin board that you can put up a notice yourself, letting people know you want to become part of a hobby farm, or there might be a notice up there already for somebody that wants help at their hobby farm. That's certainly a possibility. In some of the bigger cities, there's an actual newspaper with news about alternative health resources. Frequently, these newspapers are found at the health food stores also. Another source of finding a hobby farm to become part of. You're going to have to be creative and network. If you're bashful and don't like to talk to people, it's going to be more difficult for you. But if you're not bashful and don't mind talking to people, talk to the clerks that work at the health food store, especially the manager. Because they probably have people that operate hobby farms bringing in produce to sell and other products, other fresh products, meat, dairy products, eggs, and so forth. It's going to take some networking. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. So once you find a hobby farm and you make arrangements to go visit it, you have to have a fit. The personalities have to click. If the personalities don't click, it's not going to go anywhere, obviously. So if the personalities click and you can find a mutually beneficial agreement to work on together, then maybe you can become part of that hobby, become part of that hobby farm. Of course, it may not be a hobby farm. It may be an ongoing organic farm that's actually raising organic fruits and vegetables to sell. And so it would be a little bit bigger operation than a hobby farm. That's certainly a possibility as well. I know truck farms are very labor intensive, and truck farms are where they grow vegetables, of course. And so that might be a good program to get busy on and become part of a hobby farm. Hobby farms need two things. They need labor and they need money. You may contribute labor, you may contribute money, you may contribute both. But whatever you do, just become part of it so that you can have a safe haven for yourself and your family where there's going to be plenty of food, a safe haven where you'll be safe, there'll be adequate housing, and so forth. A lot of people are backing off from their preps since Donald Trump got elected. Gun sales have dropped off the edge of the cliff, is just one aspect of that. That's too bad. Americans tend to be rather fickle and follow whatever trends are going on at that moment, whatever's in front of them. That's just the nature of Americans. But don't be fickle and don't back off on your preps. It's time to move forward with your preparations. It is. Seriously. Don't think because Donald Trump got elected president, you can back off. That's not wise. That's not wise at all. These geopolitical matters that are moving forward, they're very serious. Could we end up in World War III? Of course we could. North Korea has missiles that can reach the United States. They have a satellite that goes over the United States every 12 hours. I don't know what's in there. Do you? I don't know what's in there. Maybe there's an EMP device in there. We got Dan in Hawaii. Good morning, Dan.
Hi, John. Thank you. I wanted to mention in terms of hobby farms, I'm here in Hawaii, and I've done a lot of permacultural work. And I wanted to mention...
Hold that thought, Dan. We got a break. We'll get back to you after the break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there. Read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back, ladies, and we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 10th of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. You heard a caller mention a few minutes ago the book, that The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. It's a free download at my website. You can get new copies off Amazon for $3 or $4. It's a great book written from a Christian perspective, by the way, a book that will help you gain the clarity, gain the focus that you need to achieve any goal that you want to achieve. Great book. And, of course, the Energy Cleaner, a marvelous healing device. That's what it is. A marvelous healing device. We focus on pain. It could be arthritis pain, back pain, joint pain, doesn't matter. We focus on getting a great night's sleep. If you don't get the great night's sleep, if you don't get relief from that arthritis pain, box it up, ship it back, because I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do, a 30-day money-back guarantee. So check out the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Make your selection of the Energy Cleaner. And one or two pads. A lot of people, they get the small pad for travel, and they're correct size for their bed. It could be a twin, full, queen, king, California king. And I'll box it up and ship it. That's what I do. Whenever it comes in, I take care of it. I process it myself with a handwritten thank you note. All the details are at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there, or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. And we'll get back to Dan in Hawaii. Let's continue, Dan.
Thank you, John. I had another permaculture in Seattle years ago, and warm, temperate area. You're probably familiar with Seattle.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Beautiful area. In terms of the hobby farms, I think it might be a good idea for people to think more about permaculturing now and about utilizing more permacultural techniques and getting those trees and bushes in the ground now, and not just center on basic row crop right now. I think there should be a mix of both.
Sounds like a good plan to me. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, get them in now. A lot of these plants and bushes, you know, they'll take cold weather, like the gooseberries and the currants. And if you mulch those plants, those bushes, the yield can be tremendous. And you want a heavy mulch on it.
Right.
That makes all the difference right there. So for what it's worth, I just wanted to mention permacultural techniques.
Well,
now's a good time.
Yeah. We appreciate all right. that, Dan. Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, John.
Okay, the call number is 800-313-9443. It doesn't matter if you've been gardening for 2 or 3 years or 30 or 40 years, you're still learning. And these gardeners, they exchange ideas, helpful hints with each other. It's a whole subculture of men and women that participate in the gardening hobby. It's fascinating. Our next caller is Linda in Ohio. Good morning, Linda.
Hi, John. Just wanted to point you to a website that explains the churches in Syria and their criticism of Trump's attack. And that website is Michael Hoffman's revisionisthistory.org. That's revisionisthistory.org.
Okay.
Okay, you'll see their remarks. I mean, the churches in Syria considered Assad their protector against the jihad. They're being told a completely different angle here. He was making progress. He had no reason to do that to his people.
No, he had no reason to violate international law. He did not. And he knew, full well the consequences of violating international law and the that could happen from that. So, no, he didn't do that. And the evidence points to ISIS having done it.
Yeah, which we support. Okay. Yeah, that's, like I say, see the Syrian Christians article on revisionisthistory.org. Okay.
Okay. Appreciate the call. Thank you, Linda. The call number is 800-313-9443. Revisionisthistory.org. Sounds like a fascinating website. I'll have to check that out. Yeah, hobby farms. Wouldn't it be peace of mind to know that you were part of a hobby farm that you could go down there on weekends and wherever the hobby farm might be and work there and get produce to take home with you in your urban or suburban home? And that in case of a crisis, you'd have a place to go that would be a safe haven. Wouldn't that be peace of mind? Of course it would be. Obviously, clearly. Of course it would. We got a caller on hold here. We got Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, John. I had a comment, I guess, with respect to what Ty out of Texas is saying. And of course, he's got his finger on some of my greatest fears. You get in a situation. I don't care how much OPSEC you might think you have. Your kids know what you've done, and they talk to kids who talk to their parents. And in some ways, I really suspect, I mean, maybe Boo Radley has OPSEC, but I don't know how many other people really have as much as they think they have. And if something happens, you might get any number of uninvited guests. And then you're faced with the, and I, you know, I ponder this as I drive along, in the truck, you know, what do? You turn these people around immediately. If you let them in, they could become useless eaters. They want to eat, but they don't want to work. worse yet, they can start dissension in the ranks, and then you have to figure out what the most intelligent way to execute them is. It really is a maddening situation. I have a very large family, fairly spiritual, Catholic, of course, but we are a microcosm of the U.S. We have some liberals in there, a lot of conservatives, 20-something-year-old kids that don't necessarily see the use in going to church, and then they have kids when they're 30, and then they go back. It really is very, very typical family in most respects. But what I've been doing is about every 3 months, we get a new missalette in church, and this would have all the readings for that quarter, all the gospel readings from the New and Old Testament, and I've been taking them. And I figure one of the things that you might do is every morning this group assembles and spend 20 minutes reading the readings of the day and try to you know, find purpose, try to keep everybody moving in the same direction. You know, like, I don't know if that would work, but it's got to be better than everybody sitting in their own corner. I think, you know, there are probably some things. Think about what the smaller communities 100 years ago used to do, what, you know, how they handled things, and that would probably give you some hints as to how people stayed sane, I guess.
I think it would. I agree.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep.
All right. Well, okay. Thanks a million. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, well, next caller is Glenn in Philadelphia for a repeat call this morning. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning again, John. Thanks for taking a second call here. You know, I heard you mention the people killed in Europe over the weekend, and that's the thing, it's not the right story. And, you know, I found myself thinking about this question as to, you know, I think back the history of Israel. After the Roman-Jewish War in 70 A.D., you have the diaspora, the Jews moving all throughout the world, and these are called the Jews of the diaspora. And then, yeah, the Reformation of Israel after World War II in 48. And now Israel, the Zionist Israelis have the decision of Eretz Israel, of, you know, expanding Israel out to its original Abrahamic boundaries between the Tigris and the Euphrates, I mean, the Nile and the Euphrates. And all this sort of stuff. And the Israeli Zionists have always been very frustrated by the fact that there isn't a mass influx of Jews returning to make Aliyah and return to Israel. And I found myself wondering a number of months ago why the Israelis were patching up ISIS fighters in field hospitals and sending them back into Syria, or why prominent Jews in places of influence and power in business and politics seem to be so, you know, advocate open borders for the Gentile nations, but are very strict about, you know, citizenship in Israel and the rules for that. And, you know, it seems to me that, you know, I'm wondering, you know, if part of the motivation for the Zionists could be to use the Muslims as sort of a mercenary army, in a sense, to ruin life for European and American and westernized Jews, to if life is more miserable in these other nations, or if Europe, you know, both Jews and Christians are going to suffer from this Trojan horse army of Muslims being infiltrated in Europe and attempting to infiltrate more of them in the U.S. If they can make life more miserable for people, Jews in these countries, they want Jews to see Israel as the only place to live. They're very frustrated by the fact, for example, that Iranian Jews do not want to leave Iran to come and live in Israel. They have busy lives. They have businesses. They're unmolested by the Shiite Muslim government in Iran. And so it's all very frustrating. So eventually, I think, if they use this Muslim battle against the West to cause Jews to become frustrated and move back. They don't. It's you know, Eretz Israel isn't just a matter of expanding the borders. They want it to be the Jewish homeland, and they want the Jews to come home. And I really think that's part of the motivation for why we don't see more Jewish opposition to all this infiltration of the Muslims in the West.
Well, it's an interesting theory. I have not heard that before, Glenn, but I can see where it may have some merit and may be possible.
Right. Well, a lot of people are familiar with Pike's letter to Mazzini, where he talks about, you know, pitting the atheists and the Muslims against the political Zionists. And that would have been written from a, you know, a Freemasonic Luciferian perspective. But, you know, so there are different people with different irons in the fire, different interests in this. But certainly, you know, the Israeli Jews are, you know, I've seen writings and stuff like that where they're notably unempathetic toward Jews in other parts of the world because they said, well, they ought to be here. And I'm actually wondering if this couldn't be part of their motivation. So just thought I'd raise that question.
Well, that's an interesting theory. Okay, I appreciate it, Glenn. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Okay, the call number is 800-313-9443. Interesting. Interesting theory. It may have some merit. That's all I can say. It may have some merit. Well, these geopolitical matters are going to move forward, and you and I are not going to change them, which means being prepped is still a big deal, something you should still be doing on a daily basis. I got a call from Tim Spencer when the missiles were shot to Syria. And we talked about that, and I had my wife on alert to evacuate down here if it became necessary. We're past that immediate crisis, obviously, but that's what I do. You know, I get in touch with the people I care about, and I make sure that they have a plan, and talk to my daughter, talk to my wife, and make sure that there's a plan in place in case all hell breaks loose, which... This past, was it Thursday? It was Thursday, I think it was, when the missiles were shot, the Tomahawk missiles, which, by the way, are made in St. Louis, 59 of them, and at about $1 million apiece. And I understand not that many of them actually made it to their target. About 23 or so is what is my understanding of what made it to the actual target. So... Don't let up on your preps. Seriously. Just because Donald Trump is elected president doesn't mean you should be letting up on your preparations, your training, your supplies, your equipment, all those things. All those things should be moving forward incrementally. Now, if you're a young person just getting started, get a case of freeze-dried food. If that's all you can afford, get one. If all you can afford to do is rinse out 2-liter soda bottles and fill them up with water, then do that. Do something. If all you can afford is an Army surplus rifle, then get an Army surplus rifle. Get something. Get some ammo to go with it, of course. I know when I was a young man just starting out, I bought that first case of freeze-dried food. I still have it, by the way. Mountain House freeze-dried food. And I was so glad when I took delivery of that. I thought, boy, this is neat. Now, if there's a short-term crisis, I'll be able to feed my family, my wife and my daughter. I was so happy to get to take delivery of that first case of freeze-dried food. And it's something you build up over the years, incrementally, as time and money allows. That's what you do. I did my first paid consultation on preparedness the summer of 1977, 40 years ago this summer. I got the St. Louis Post-Dispatch newspaper article to verify that. Yeah. It was a pretty odd thing back then. There was no TV shows about preppers. In fact, the word preppers wasn't even being used. They called us survivalists. Very, very negative connotation. And the media portrayed survivalist in a very negative way, as a hermit loner out in some cave or some cabin in the woods, living by himself and not being productive. That was a media portrayal of what they called survivalists back then. Now it's become quite mainstream with TV shows, at least four magazines on the magazine shelves about prepping and survival and so forth. become pretty mainstream. It doesn't mean the majority of Americans are doing it. It does mean that it's, you're no longer looked at as a complete nutcase as it was 40 years ago when I got started in this business. So getting back to the premise is continue your preps. Just because Donald Trump is elected president doesn't mean you can back off or should back off. If anything, you should be moving forward with even greater haste. That's my opinion. There are some bad decisions being made in Washington, D.C. that could affect all of us. Very bad decisions being made. And hopefully cooler heads will prevail. Decisions won't be made based on emotion. Decisions will be made on logic and evidence as opposed to emotion, which is what happened last Thursday with those Tomahawk missiles. That was all emotion with a very distinct absence of logic and evidence. Very distinct absence of logic and evidence. Besides which, he violated international law. You can't do that. I don't care how good you think it is. You can't do that. You can't violate international law. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 7.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 10th of April. My, isn't the year flying by? We're already into the second quarter of the year, aren't we? Well, becoming part of a hobby farm will be become a fun thing for you. It's going to be work. It's going to cost some money. There'll be some work involved, but it'll be very, very rewarding work because you'll have access to fresh fruits and vegetables, possibly organic if it's done right. That would be great, wouldn't it? Maybe some dairy products, fresh eggs, and so forth. Now, I'm not going to tell you it's going to be easy. It's going to take some networking, some research to find a suitable hobby farm That's a reasonable drive from your home. I wouldn't want to drive more than 2 hours or so myself, but whatever you consider a reasonable drive from your home to become part of. If you do go on that quest, we'd like to get some reports from you on how it's going and give us some updates. That would help other people to know how your quest is going, wouldn't it? There aren't many of you that's going to do this. There's going to be a few. There won't be many. Now, the Ozark homesteads that I promote here on my show, there's going to be a lot of gardening and cattle being raised there as well. So that might be something you might want to check out also. It may be a fit for you, may not be. You don't know until you check it out, do you? Please pray for Tim Spencer and his family. He's undergoing another surgery today. He had a surgery Saturday, another surgery today. At this point, they're desperately trying to save his left foot. We still don't know what happened to that left foot. I referred Tim to an excellent personal injury attorney who I know will do a very good job for Tim. He has a great reputation, a local guy. And, so please be praying for Tim Spencer and his family that we will get the optimal outcome. We have the GoFundMe tile there on the left side of my homepage. These families had some unexpected expenses. So the GoFundMe tile right below the dome structures. If you feel moved in your heart to make a donation to the Tim Spencer family, we would certainly appreciate that. I've had people mail me $20 bills and $5 bills to get them to Tim, and of course I do that in checks also. Whatever gets it done. If you don't have the GoFundMe capability, then mail me a check to address to Tim Spencer, made out to Tim Spencer, I should say, and I'll get it to Tim. I prefer not to handle cash, but I will if I need to. Yes. Yes. It's a real process that Tim's going through here, and he will be going through it for many months into the future. And hopefully the doctors will be able to save his foot. He's having some issues with it healing properly. That's what's going on. And I think some infection down there. So we'll be praying for Tim and his family to have an optimal outcome from the surgery today. I'm pretty sure he's in the surgery as we speak, because they usually do surgeries in the morning. That's almost always when they're done. Okay, that's it for the day. Medical supplies, nursing cleaner, essential oils, now what? Candy farm team. Never ever. Fun, safe, productive day. God bless you.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.